This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Wednesday, May 9th. While the grain market looks strong dealing with a potential trade war, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Todd Horwitz.
We're really in this big old congestion range, and of course we'll call this the trade war trauma, but of course we're not really in agreement that there's a problem with the trade wars. In fact, actually I believe that this will actually benefit farmers and producers because China can't do without us. We can do without China. And the bottom line is we have a consumable commodity. It's got to be used, and there's going to be a demand for it. There could be a little rough spot in the middle, but as we've noticed since the big announcement came, we're much higher than we were when it happened. So now we're really just stuck in this consolidation range and working on seeing a little bit of selling pressure here over the last couple of days. Again, a little bit of a rally here, but we're looking at the $10 level as a spot to step back in and look for a run.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday up 3.75 at 516.5. May corn was up 2.5 at 395.25. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day up 3, ranging from 579.5 to 6 even. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May were down 1.25, ranging from 663.25 to 678.25. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were up 3, ranging from 754 to 784. Live cattle for June were up $1.12.5 at 106.57.5. May feeder cattle were up 10 cents at 137.82.5. And May Class 3 milk was up a penny at 15.29. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report from the Ag Information Network.